from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty and the Dilf and Psycho T, a.k.a. T Mill, have the latest. The latest is, first off, 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. Remember that. And remember, in this segment, you will have your opportunity to win a pair of tickets. To go see the Texans on Saturday. Noon kick on Saturday against the New York Giants. Lower bowl tickets. Club level seats. Your chance to win in this segment. Make sure you're listening. 713-572-4610. But follow directions. Do not call now. You will hear me call for it. You will hear me call for it. I am not calling for it now. You will hear me call for it. You'll have a chance at some point in this segment, and your final opportunity will be a little bit later on tonight, 9 o'clock on Area 45. So stay tuned with us on that. All right, fellas, some Texans news to kick this thing off. First, the latest is we were wondering about Davis Mills and how come he has been fully dressed the last three practices but has not participated. A lot of speculation on what that could be. The latest report coming from Aaron Wilson is the Texans rested Davis Mills at practice after he took a hit to the ribs against the Steelers. Not a long-term issue at all. So that is the latest with Davis Mills, Clint, is he had an injury, I guess, in that game, a hit to the ribs, and they are resting him. So that's why Davis Mills hasn't been practicing, according to Aaron Wilson.
Yeah, it's an interesting approach. I don't know. You know, in sweats, if you will, on Sunday, reported that he was in sweats on Sunday. Then we go, you know, practice. He's in full gear or whatever gear the rest of the team has on. When I was out there and he didn't get reps, Case Keenum took the twos and Boyle took the threes. And so, interesting approach. Usually if a guy's not going to, if he's injured and he's not going to practice, he's not going to take reps, he would be in sweats. I don't recall any of the quarterbacks of the Texans being in whatever that day's gear was, even though they were hurt. Case Keenum was hurt a little earlier in training camp. He had something with a leg or an ankle or a calf or something, and if I remember correctly, he was in sweats. So, little interesting approach if that is indeed an injury, and they're just holding him out to injury with how they've kind of dressed him and not giving him action. So we'll see. I think it's an easy even if it is an injury, I think it's an easy decision. I think C.J. Stroud's going to play a lot of football Saturday. And
I hope so.
You got to see more of Boyle for whatever. You know, if you think there's any sense of him being around here, I mean, there's no reason for them not to keep him on the practice squad just as an emergency quarterback if that does come up. And Case is going with the twos, so I just see him not. I just thought before this injury was announced that he wasn't going to play.
Yeah,
like CJ, I'm telling you, CJ's turned it up at practice now. It's clearly
he's getting a ton of reps.
Yeah, he's getting a ton of reps. The you can tell the approach, the mentality, the attitude, everything towards practice has turned up a notch, and it appears D'Amico's got these guys. And really wants these guys to handle this week like a normal guy, like a normal game week. And it's not just about the schedule. It's about mindset, reps, everything. Yeah. Seems to be a regular season, let's go get this one kind of approach.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the latest there with Davis Mills. Like, this is somebody just texting in, Davis Mills to the Vikings, stamp it. I don't think that's the case. Now, listen, I was surprised. A bit surprised last year when it came time for them to have a quarterback that needs to come in and play because CJ was injured, and they decided to go with Case Keenum even though Davis was the number two all year long.
Yeah,
I get the feel now this year that has changed. I get the feel now this year that they think their best chance at winning, just based off how they've treated things, their best chance at winning if CJ needs to miss some time at all, whether it's a quarter or a game or two games like last year, I think between Davis Mills, Timmy Boyle, and Case Keenum, I think they believe Davis Mills is the best guy. I don't think Case Keenum would jump it this time.
It would make. The fact that
in
they
the
didn't address,
I want out.
Well, you didn't address. Forget how Davis feels about it or what he wants. To me, as a fan, and just you look at it as like, man, if you still don't feel comfortable about your second string quarterback, you don't feel comfortable enough that he plays. Instead, you throw the 36-year-old Case Keenum ahead of him, and even after you saw what that looked like last year. Boy, it was an epic fail this offseason to not bring in a backup quarterback that you are confident in. So I lean towards where you are as well, if they're confident in Davis Mills, because I just believe this team is – this group, when I'm talking about group being D'Amico and Nick Caserio, I believe that they're operating a little more competently than that.
Yeah, we'll see. So Davis Mills took a shot to the ribs. That's why they've rested him. By the way, the others – who didn't practice today, Jeff Okuda, Noah Brown, Tegan Quatoriano, Charlie Hick, Christian Harris, Ben Skoranek, Will Anderson Jr., Nico Autry, Tim Settle, Andrew Beck, and then MJ Stewart added to this. I would assume most, if not all, of those players who missed today will be out for the game on Saturday. However, the starters that do play, Clint, you talked about it a bit just now, from D'Amico Ryans, no set amount of time on how long the Texans starters will play in the third preseason game against the Giants. D'Amico Ryans said, we'll see how it goes. And I actually believe that. I don't think he has a set thing in his mind. I think it's at least multiple drives. Like, I don't think if they have a seven-play drive that ends in a touchdown, I think they go back out again. I don't think they just have one drive, but I think they do play it by ear. If it's going well, it may be three drives. If it's not, it may be the half.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's unless they're not going to play at all, it makes no sense to put a stamp on it anyway if you're D'Amico. Because, I mean, if you go out there and you go three and out, three straight drives, he's going to push them guys back out there. If you go out there and you have two drives that are you know, six, seven plays, and you score, you kick a field goal, and you score a touchdown, you're up 10-0. And really, I don't know that he sees a whole lot of reason to put him back out there. So we'll see. And then there's also the dynamic, which I keep talking about, of getting through halftime so that you go through the communication, the adjustments. You come out, you go one drive in the second half, you put a bow on it with that drive. Regardless of what happens, you're coming out. and then these guys shelve it for the rest of the training camp. They don't see the field again until the Indianapolis game week one. So I think all those cards are still on the table with DeMeco.
Yeah. So that's it. We'll see the starters. Some, as we've read there, I don't think Will Anderson, I don't think Christian Harris are going to go, but we'll see a lot of the starters coming up in the game on Saturday.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, you hear that music? This is the time. 713-572-4610. Not going to make it crazy, Tyler. Caller number three. Caller number three.
Tank Dale.
There it is. 713-572-4610. Caller number three. Your chance right now to win a pair of tickets to go see your Houston Texans as they take on the New York Giants. Coming up on Saturday, 12 noon kickoff. 713-572-4610. Your chance to win those lower bowl club level seat tickets, good tickets, right there. We're hooking you up. We got folks hooked up on Tuesday now, and that was front row club level. Maybe not front row, but still a good spot in the house.
Yeah, that's call board lit up like a Christmas tree.
They
didn't
did, man. They
These
did.
Texans tickets are hot. Now.
They are. We'll be doing it every home game. Every Ticket Tuesday, we'll be doing it. Every home game. So stay tuned. By the way, if you aren't able to win in this go-around, if Tyler doesn't get your information and calls you as the winner, you still have one more opportunity at 9 o'clock. I see Sean Bajani behind me right now. Saw Patrick Creighton earlier today in the halls. Your chance to win, your final chance tonight to win at 9 o'clock. With those fellas on Area 45. So if you're unable to win, please make sure you hang around and you'll have a chance to win coming up there. All right, this was something that happened late last night, Clint, and it included the Texans. And that is the Atlanta Falcons. They traded for Pro Bowl outside linebacker, defensive end, depending on the 4-3 or 3-4, Matthew Judon, and he is a high sack productive player. The Atlanta Falcons trade for him for a third round pick in next year's draft. And Clint, this is interesting. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN says the Bears were heavily involved in the Matt Judon talks, and the Houston Texans also showed some interest, I'm told, is what Jeremy Fowler said. But ultimately, Judon goes to the Falcons. I'm gonna lie to you. I'm a bit surprised that the Texans are showing interest in a player like Matt Judon with that money of his magnitude, and in particular at that position.
Yeah, it is a little bit surprising because I do like. I mean, we're talking about backup DNs. They're not going to bring, even as good as Judon is, he wouldn't come in here and play over Will Anderson or DeNico Autry. Danielle Hunter at this point in time. So it would definitely be the backup guys. I mean, trying to make sense of it, there's two things here for me. Number one, I love being a fan of a team that feels like they got a championship roster and they're still talking to impact players, potentially bringing them in here. There's nothing more that we, as fans, that we can ask for is put this thing together the right way. Do the football things day to day in a winning way, which DeMeco Ryans does, no matter, you know, in his sleep, and then never feel like, and this may be a greedy as a fan, but I love it. Never feel like you're good enough. Always be shopping, always be trying to get better. And I just love the Texans being associated with this particular move, Ron. So, one, that's where I'm at with the Texans. Two, I guess the only thing, because they're deep enough. I mean, Jerry Hughes and Derek Barnett are, and then you can add DeNico Autry in that mix when he comes back as a defensive. That's a deep room, unless there's potential of one of those guys retiring. Like, you don't know. I mean, I don't know how long Hughes been in the game. He been in a minute.
He could, but still, like, Matt Judon is a frontline player. Matt Judon would be the best pass rusher on a lot of teams in the NFL if he went to him.
Yeah.
you would have added three pass rushers that all are defensive ends, mostly, and they're going to try to play Autry inside, as D'Amico told us yesterday, but mostly those guys have been three defensive end who all had double-digit sacks last year. Right?
And
you already have Will Anderson. But then you have what you have on the interior, which that's the part to me where it's like, hey.
Yeah, I mean, Judon, golly, man.
Yeah, he had
4 sacks in 4 games last year. And in the previous 2 years, he had 12.5 and 15.5. So, yeah, I mean, it's a clear upgrade over your backups.
Yeah, like, which one's your backup?
I mean, but that's like, man, you'd be deep now.
Deep at that spot, and then, you know, with guys in the interior where you're like, that's the thing that gets me is if they are willing to take a look at a Matt Judon and add him to a position of
pretty
strength,
room.
you would think maybe some other areas that may not be as much of a position of strength that they are taking a look at.
I know where you're going with this. I got to believe that Nick has been tirelessly working. They can say what they want to say about how I know D'Amico yesterday said he's not worried one bit at all about that interior defensive line. But if he's looking to upgrade the DN room, he's damn sure looking to upgrade that D-line room, that interior defensive line.
Well, and not just upgrade. Like, if you are going to upgrade with Matt Judon and the price tag,
you'd be willing to
take on, I don't know, Jonathan Allen from Washington. Like, somebody like that. Like, if Washington goes south, you'd be willing to take that on. You know, I think that bodes well. And clearly, I think that the point you made is these jokers feel like they're all in.
Yes, sir.
They are all in.
It's kind of like that Josh Hader move with the Texans. I mean, the Astros when they made that move. You know, you're sitting there with Brian Abreu and Ryan Pressly, and you get the future in Abreu and a guy that's been killer in the playoffs. And at that point in time, everybody was still very comfortable with him being the closer. And you go out and get Josh Hader. I mean, I think the biggest takeaway for me, other than you get a great player, is. Boy, the Astros, they're not joking when they say that the World Series, when Dana Brown says the World Series window's wide open, they're putting their money where their mouth is. The Texans being in on a Judon deal tells me that they're all in on a Super Bowl as well.
No, yeah, they're pushing it. They're pushing them chips to the table. They're ready to do it right now. And hey, as a fan, boy, you gotta love your team with that thought process.
5 o'clock fire.
Congratulations to Tanya in Conroe. Tanya in Conroe is the winner. Is that correct, Tyler? Isn't that right, Tyler? Says Tanya in Conroe won those tickets. Again, if you aren't Tanya in Conroe, you got a chance at 9 o'clock tonight to win the final tickets, the final pair lower bowl club level seat tickets tonight with the guys on Area 45.
Do we know who Tanya's bringing to the game, Tyler? Did you get that info from her?
I did not.
Well, I figured
Tanya sounds like a wild card.
I mean, I figured you'd had a good little couple-minute conversation there and had all the
For a while. Yeah, no, Tanya's won before. I like Tanya a lot. She's a wild card, and Ron is right on that. Yes.
Thank you.
Sounds like Tanya likes to party, if you ask me.
I can feel it.
I can feel it, too.
Nice.
I can feel it.
Well, get ready. We're going to have one this Saturday.
There you go. 12 o'clock.
A little nooner.
All right. The NBA schedule came out. The Rocket schedule came out. And just some notes for some national ball games they have. The Rockets will have 2 TNT games. That's big. That's the last year TNT will have the NBA. They'll have 2 TNT games and 1 ESPN game during the 2024-2025 season. One against the Kings, one against the Grizzlies, and one against the Spurs. Damn, they only 3? They only a 3 national game team?
Let's go, Rocket.
Yeah, man, he done nothing.
They're kind of interesting.
Oh, they're interesting.
They're right outside the playoff, you know, bubble. Teams, they made the greatest jump of the season last year in terms of win-loss record, got to 500. I'm a bit surprised. Like, I'm surprised they haven't loaded. Like, there's not a game. Like, even these games, I mean, the Spurs game is interesting because Wimby, but, you know, I mean, I'm surprised they didn't have one of those matchups against, you know, maybe the Lakers or maybe the the Nuggets or something like that.
You see how he brings LeBron into this conversation?
Well, I'm thinking of
teams.
We're
talking about the Rockets.
The Rockets. I'm thinking of teams.
You're going to bring LeBron
into
it.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm just thinking. I'm talking about the Nuggets. I'm talking about the popular the popular teams that they like to put on. I know the Lakers are on 40 times. I know the Nuggets are on 60 times.
How many are those?
I don't know how many a piece they're allowed. But when you bring in NBA TV, like I've almost gotten the NBA League Pass. Them damn Lakers is on. I bet you 60 of their games I could get.
They're on national. they're on like nationally enough for you not to buy the
TNT that comes on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yep.
ESPN that comes on multiple times, like Saturday night ABC, ABC on Sundays. And NBA TV, they do them multiple times. I bet you I've watched 60 of them.
Yeah.
They almost got me. I don't know about that. I don't need to do that. All right. I think this is an interesting conversation about what many people feel like, and Brandon Scott said, the most important thing to be watching on Saturday in the game. We got to discuss that coming up. That's next.
Guys, it's 610 to talk about on the radio.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
I'm just curious, fellas. Sorry about the tease. I'm just curious. Like, y'all good with this, with this Hawk 2 girl? Like, everything. She threw out the first
Hawk
pitch.
Hawk 2 and spit on that thing.
She threw out the first pitch for the Mets.
She is everywhere.
She was at SummerSlam when we were in Cleveland. She was in Cleveland at the casino. Somebody in our crew saw her. I don't want to put them out there. I don't know if they're supposed to be there or not. But somebody in our crew saw her at the casino. And, like, I mean, she is everywhere. They say she's made over $1 million.
Oh, I
don't surprise me.
She throwing out the first pitch.
Jeez, dude, are you serious?
I just saw
her. I mean, I believe it, but good hell.
Like, hey, I mean.
She deserves it.
No, I'm not saying she doesn't.
She deserves it.
She earned it. Yeah,
she may have earned it. She deserves it.
That's one of them organic moments, man. What a personality! Man.
That it is that her too? That is
no. That's Kelly Stafford.
That's Kelly Stafford. Yeah, you.
Hawk too. The fact that she said spit on that thing.
Spit on that thing.
That made it.
That's an ass ass broad right there.
Oh really?
I mean, I didn't say it in a bad way.
You wouldn't be a negative.
I wouldn't be a negative. I mean, she said that and has just that guy. What he said about Matt Burke, who's done more in what did he say than I've done in 25 years in one day.
Yeah,
she did. She has done more in that 1 minute than I have.
Well, it's beautiful.
She's accomplished financially, at least.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Financially, more than I have in my entire life. But that one moment. I mean, yeah, she is. Like, she is everywhere. That is a little bit like that. This is a bit much. I just try to be like, what would they think? Hey, man, we got to get her down here to SummerSlam. Like,
well, the
what?
Legend just grows. I mean, she was on stage with Zach Bryan, and like you said, SummerSlam. It's just everywhere
she goes.
Well, what
is she doing on these things? Is she just continuing to say that?
She sang with Zach Bryan. I don't know if she actually said Hawk Tua.
Her real name's Haley. That's an interesting thing right there, but she is everywhere. All right, I agreed with Brandon yesterday. If you missed it, he was on with us at 4:40 yesterday for his Texans report every Wednesday. Brandon Scott is on with us. He talked about and said the offensive line and run game is the most important thing to him coming up in the game on Saturday against the Giants. And I found it interesting. You said, what did you say? You got to raise the bar? You got to raise the bar for this offensive line. The expectations should be different.
Well, I totally agree with Brandon Scott that this week you got all five offensive linemen. You got the starting quarterback that's going to get you in the right play. And you've got Joe Mixon that at this point in time we believe is that all those guys are going to play. And, I mean, you're talking about three first rounders, a second rounder, and a Super Bowl champion. Multiple Super Bowl champion, I believe. On this offensive line, there is no reason, and you got a back that's accomplished, and is one of the best backs that's been in a Texans uniform. And there's no reason for this run game not to improve. So I think this week, the first time that we get to see Joe Mixon and with an entirely healthy start in front five, I think that's got to be the watch here. And I just – I don't know, man. I got to thinking about it late in the show yesterday when conversation that kind of spurred this deal. It just seems to me like because the run game has been so bad for so long here that we've just – and I say we as in media and fans and anybody that's discussing the Texans, like we've just lowered the bar relative to the run game so low to where it's almost laughable. I mean, there should be moments, Ron, and I'm not saying that the Texans should be one of the most dominant physical downhill run teams in all of football. I get it. You're going to be 11 personnel. You got three badass wide receivers. You got C.J. Stroud. You've got an offensive coordinator that at least in the past game has proven he can overcome offensive linemen being out, receivers being out. He can just flat out dial stuff up, and it's a beautiful thing. You're going to be a pass-first football team. But, Ron, with this group up front, man, there should be, like this week, let's say they play the first half of this game. So let's say they play four drives. There should be 2 to 3 run plays where we got a hat on a hat and we're moving folks. And the running back is 4 yards into the defense before he's touched. I mean, that to me, that's not too much to ask. To me, that's not that's not an unfair expectation for this team. Like it should be, the bar should be set where there should be a handful of runs with the starting unit out there that should be like, wow. Boy, those guys, that's what outside zone's supposed to look like. Like we can't continue to blame the fact that we can't run the football on, well, Damian Pierce doesn't know how to run outside zone, right? Let's be honest. When they decided to go with Devin Singletary, I believe it was simply because there was so much penetration that you had to have the back there that could make somebody miss instead of stay on a track to run a certain play, certain scheme, right? And even with Devin Singletary, oh, well, he averaged over 4 yards a carry. We all watch the same offense. That wasn't a 4 yards a carry that you could depend on. That was running for your life. That was making guys miss. That was not an established, complementary run game that we're talking about. I can't remember the last time in a Texans, and I'm not saying it never happened. It damn sure doesn't happen enough. In a Texans game where I'm watching a film and I'm like, boom, that's it. That's how. And I don't care if they're running the gap schemes that Sloak's talking about or the outside zone or inside zone. I don't care what they're running. Like I can't remember the last time that I saw one play and was like, that's what the hell it's supposed to look like. That right there is what that particular scheme is supposed to look like when you get a hat on a hat, when you got the leverage that you need and the running back reaps the rewards. It's just been too long, man.
Yeah, We'll see more of what they look like all together. When I say they look like all together, I mean when you have Titus Howard, you have Shaq Mason, you have Juice Scruggs, you have Kenyon Green, and obviously Tunsil all working together. For me, I just don't think they're ever going to be a physical, consistently move guys. But I do think that they should be able to take advantage of how teams are going to cover them and play their offense, which should lead to more success in the run game by them not ever having a box like Derrick Henry looks at, or ever having a box that, you know, Lamar Jackson looks at. By the way, those two are together. So, I mean, like not having a box like that, they should be able to at least have a run game that keeps teams honest.
Yes.
At the very least, and maybe not dominant, but at least saying, all right, like, all right, man, we're gonna have to figure out what we're gonna do, man. We may give up 15, we may give up 6, we may whatever, because of how their teams are gonna play them in a certain way that should be more advantageous for their run game.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all I'm asking for, Ron. I'm not asking them to be the old Titans with Derrick Henry. I'm not asking him to be Baltimore. I'm not asking him to be San Francisco. I'm not asking him to be, even be Indianapolis with Jonathan Taylor. I'm just saying that we as fans should watch a game, and I don't care what the box score looks like. I'm not saying that they should rush for 4,000 yards. What I'm saying is we should watch the game, and with this offensive line, there should be a handful of plays in every game where you go, that's what the hell it's supposed to look like. And even to your point, teams, you should be able to make teams pay for dropping seven or eight guys into coverage because you've got such an explosive offense. When you get that, you should your offensive line should damn sure move people.
When they
you
decide,
should damn sure have leverage and a hat on a hat, and the running back should run untouched for several yards.
When they decide to pick their poison and they pick, all right, we'll let them run on us, you got to hurt them.
Absolutely.
You should be able to hurt them. Last year, they could stop you with the –
guys were just penetrating and splitting double teams and getting pushed back. It's just like last week. I know you had a guard playing tackle, but I mean, hell, I mean, these guys are getting pushed back in 2-3 yards, play side, back in the backfield. These guys are going up to the second level to get a linebacker, and the guy's so untouched, he looks like he's been shot out of a damn cannon as he's getting in 2-3 yards deep in the back. Like, that can't continue to be a damn problem with the Texans.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, new expectations. Need to raise the bar. It has to be better than last year, and it should be if everybody remains healthy. All right, coming up, some people had a dream that this player would be added to the Texans. Well, that dream will not happen. We'll tell you the latest on one of the players that a lot of Texans fans were hoping Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans would bring in. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, we did it once again. We gave away some tickets to the game. Don't say we didn't ever done anything for y'all out there. Now we done gave away Texans tickets on Tuesday, front row jokers right there, and then we done gave away a pair of Texans tickets today up in that club section, and that's where Tyler typically likes to hang out. So, by the way, congrats to Tanya Tyler said she seems like she was a hoot. She'll have a good time at the Texans game. We're all going to have a party. Hopefully the Texans have a good showing and everybody's happy about it. Tyler, have you decided if you were going to give yourself that honorable mention turd yet?
I have decided, and no way in hell that's happening, bro. Nah.
Really?
Nah, you're never going to find this guy on his own turd list.
You're never going to put yourself on the turd
list. I don't exhibit turdish
behavior.
Speaking
of turds.
How was that trip, Ron? Welcome back into the drive. A little lighter.
It was a little quicker.
You a little lighter, Bob?
It was a little quick there. Yeah, you know, you had to. We got a little coach football practice right after this thing. No reason.
Ooh, boy, that'd be,
get that in.
That'd be a bad spot to get caught with touching cloth now.
Oh, yeah. Might as well go ahead and finish. Go ahead and get that going.
So get out there. Get out there and practice trying to coach that defense up and get them old doo-doo cramps. Boy, ooh. You'd be in a bad spot. Yeah. They got toilets out there?
No. No, I hadn't even thought. I hadn't looked at it.
You might want to find that now.
Got a park right now. Yeah, you're right. They send the kids running to the trees. And that
one of them's going to come back with that poison ivy. You better be careful.
And that wasn't a tree one right there. That went a little quick there. To be honest, I saw that red light when I came around that corner. Man, you got to warn. Y'all warn me. No. Hey, coming up, remember, 9 o'clock, your final chance to win a pair of tickets. To see the Texans take on the Giants coming up 9 o'clock right here behind us on Area 45. All right, a lot of people had the dreams of bringing in Justin Simmons. I know John Lopez tried to talk about it on a daily basis. The dreams of bringing in Justin Simmons, and I would say that is that dream is shot. It is over as the Atlanta Falcons, who are doing work. They had Matthew Judon last night. They also had another Pro Bowler, former Pro Bowler, in Justin Simmons. 1 year, $8 million. Now, I think when people hear that 1 year, $8 million, I mean, I'm ready for In the Loop tomorrow, where I know he's going to be. Well, we could have done that.
We could have got there.
We could have got there. We could have done that.
Oh, Lopez, he's at home right now checking the cap room.
That's already a topic right there. And they make the move. And I'll just say this, and I don't know where you guys stand. For me, I don't think that Justin Simmons is somebody they needed to go after. I don't think there was a need there. And to me, we understand they were kind of pushing things to the table. That's why I said to you earlier, I was surprised. I don't think Matthew Judon was a need either for them to go after, especially spend the money for that it would take. But I didn't think at safety either, and judging by them, clearly they don't think it is either. I think they are very, very happy with their safety position, and I don't think they want to block Bullock either. I don't think they want to put anybody that would get in his way to get him on the field. And Clint, I'm seeing more and more and more at practice that he is on the field with the ones.
Yeah, look, we saw what D'Amico did. I mean, look, this whole coaching staff overcame injuries last year and like schematically had to overcome injuries in a major way. And it was probably the thing, other than C.J. Stroud's season, it was probably the most impressive thing that we saw was how well D'Amico Ryans was able to. Down the stretch, the secondary was absolutely crushed. I mean, there were guys that I don't even know their names playing in the secondary at safety. And nickel defender, and hell, other than Steven Nelson and Stingley, those two guys were about the only two mainstays throughout the season. They were able to overcome that, and they did the same thing, obviously, on the offensive side of the football. Now, knock on wood, because you hope they don't get ravaged by injuries again, but I just think that D'Amico Ryans is not okay or comfortable. I think he's very, very confident in his safety group. I think you look at Jimmy Ward, he clearly has the confidence in him from before, from the previous stop in San Francisco. Eric Murray, for whatever reason, I know around here he caught hell because he got that contract that was $7 million.
He's a bad first impression guy that has a narrative from his first impression.
Yeah, I mean,
but he is not. You're right. He has played.
Every coaching staff has kept him around and liked him, and now here he is in a starting role in D'Amico Ryan's defense, and Kalen Bullock is a guy that I don't think they're going to force him on the field. Because, again, I think they like their top two guys, but he's damn sure going to be in a rotation. They're not going to be afraid to put him on the field. And I don't think you sign a Justin Simmons to be a backup or a rotational player. You sign that guy to
– Oh, yeah, he's going to be your
– To be your every-down guy.
And I think if you bring him in, like you are kind of – keeping Bullock off the field. At least not allowing his growth to come about and
I'm pushing him down the depth chart at least.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, like that is not what they are looking to do.
Agreed.
They love that kid. And for good reason. We have seen what he has done. They love that kid. So Justin Simmons gone, but I don't think it's an absolute need. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. Almost had me say it.
What happened?
John McClain, the Hall of Famer, is going to
join. I love seeing if you're gonna read verbatim what I write.
He almost had me to say nasty ass sex advice giving Hall of Famer John McClain joining.
Ask her where she likes the pressure, where she likes it rough.
And that's not taken out of context. He is talking about what you think he is.
We were on location when it happened too, out in public.
Looked him right in his eyes.
Good old days, man.
But he'll be on to talk football, the Texans ahead of this game against the Giants coming up on Saturday, and then behind them live and local Area 45 until 11 o'clock. Majani and Creighton, no post game with the Astros tonight, but they will continue to have their great show they have, and at 9 o'clock once again, stay tuned for your final chance today to win a pair of tickets. Tyler, next Thursday, I think you need to be in the house. Texas A&M AD Trev Alberts and Texas's AD, Chris Del Conte, are going to hold a joint press conference in Houston next Thursday for an announcement regarding the Long Star Showdown.
That just gave me goose pimples.
I feel like you ought to be there. I feel like you ought to be there, and I'm thinking lobbing, see if that gets you some questions, lobbing some questions out there.
It says Thursday.
It's next Thursday.
I think I got to be here with you.
If time permits, I feel like
it's in the morning. I might go.
If it's in the morning, I think your ass ought to be there.
What do you think they're announcing?
I don't know.
I was reading up on something.
You think it's a home and home thing? You think they might try to make this a
that's
neutral?
What I was fixing to ask.
That's a good guess.
I would love for that.
Right. That's it.
As much as I'd love for it to be in Houston, I can't get down.
If that is what the press release is,
zero chance.
I'm getting out in front of that. Would be a horrific idea.
I would guarantee that won't happen.
Could you see them going first game in College Station, second game Austin, third game in RG?
No, they want this game in College Station in Austin, Texas. I don't see that happening at all. I'm human. I could be wrong, but I feel pretty confident about it.
I agree with you, Tyler. That would be such a massive mistake that I just can't see it even being on the docket. But yeah. What the hell could they be announcing?
If it's not that. Houston. Joint. I think that might be what it is. I think it might be
the first one.
Home neutral. Home neutral.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. Yeah, not home, neutral and stay neutral.
No. Home,
I still don't like it, but that's better.
But I think it would be a mistake because the first one that they have it is going to be in College Station. The next year in Austin, and then the year after that here in Houston.
That sounds like a good idea.
And try to split it down the middle like they do in the Cotton Bowl.
It's like the Arkansas A&M game. That's stupid. Like having games like
enjoyable being in Dallas that game?
It was the first year because Jerry World was new and the A&M Arkansas thing was new and you go to Dallas and kick it. Yeah, it was cool. But even then there was a recruit for Arkansas, not for A&M, obviously doesn't matter, but for Arkansas, there's something about, from a recruiting standpoint, being able to come into Dallas and every other year having a home game from a recruiting standpoint in the fertile ground, recruiting grounds of Texas and all of that. Now, recruiting is such a different ball game; it doesn't matter. And so it's just to not play A&M in Arkansas and have Arkansas go to College Station at this point, silly.
It would be.
I appreciate Jerry doing what he's doing. I've had some really, really phenomenal times at this game in Dallas, but it's just.
And listen, I understand the move for NRG and the McNairs and whatever, whoever, you know, who's in charge of that. Obviously, it's a great venue. It's where the college football championship was. I get that. But rivalry games like that, they did that to Kansas, Missouri, where they made them play. They played at Arrowhead for a year, and then they played in –
It's completely contradictory to a rivalry.
Those games need to be played on campus.
Absolutely.
Those games need to be played there on campus. But like you said, it's hard-pressed to try to think about what else they're trying to announce, if they're doing a joint announcement.
Maybe it's just a celebration of the matchup, the head-to-head, the tradition, the rivalry happening again.
They'll do it all around the state, you think, maybe? They'll do it in Dallas?
I don't know. I mean, I just don't – we hadn't seen those two – together on stage, have we?
Since I was 18, man.
You're,
God, I'm excited.
Like, you're going to that. Like, that's
without a doubt.
Like, you.
I haven't made any purchases, like, but it's going to happen.
It has been purchased.
Is year one in College Station?
Yes, like sir. Kyle Field going to be bumping.
Well,
like,
I feel
that's
like
a tough ticket.
Yeah, I feel like you're late on that, Chief.
I feel like you're late on.
Guys, I got some ends. I'll have my tickets to Kyle Field for that game.
Good. I mean, get me and Ron one. We'll all go.
Okay.
I don't believe you, but okay. Expensive ticket. I'm talking about the UT one. I'm not talking about no, that.
The
UT.
Average ticket, no matter where the seat is over $500 right now. Talking third deck, top of Kyle Field, over $500 for one ticket.
I don't think I'd want to be up there.
No.
That place gets to rocking and swaying and yelling and all that.
Clearly, he's saying I'll do better.
Oh, I'm going first deck. Hopefully 50-40 yard line-ish.
Ish.
Maroon money, man. Problem is, you're competing with other maroon money.
That's what I'm gonna say, man.
With the same pride.
You compete.
Only problem I got is how deep these pockets are.
I think you're competing with people
who already got on it.
Yeah, I think you're late, Tyler. I think you screwed the pooch, man.
Nah, I'll be there, maroon and white. Get loud.
He's just gonna have to come out with a little bit more.
I'm gonna flip off Bevo a few times.
I'll watch it at the tailgate. That is an all-time move, by the way. Go to games.
And just chilling.
Everybody
just
else chilling. Goes inside. Yeah. You sit there and eat and drink at the tailgate
with that big old TV and just chilling.
There's always passerbys that don't have a ticket to.
Yeah, you done gone on. You done gone on with about three or four people in that parking. Just chilling there. All right. As always, great job, Clint. Great job, Tyler. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, John McClain, and then Area 45. Following them. I am Ron Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Got good drinks up there, man.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Typically, the club levels, man, there's drink options and food options that aren't on every level.
That's it, yeah.
And well, club seats, I think you got to pay a little more for.
I feel like that's kind of like the drinks you're talking about is where Tyler drags me when we go to Astros game.
That's probably fair.
Tyler knows where all the hard liquor spots are at Minute Maid.
Yeah, Houston Cocktail Company. They'll hook you up.
Hey.
Seemed impossible to fail.
Hawk to and spit on that thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.